from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Kat Snow. More and more cases of Zika virus are showing up in California. Since January, there have been 11 cases reported in the state, and 3 recently in the Bay Area. The good news is all those people got the bug while traveling abroad. But could that change? KQED's Leslie McClurg looks into what you should know about the disease and whether a local outbreak is likely.
Some of the media coverage on Zika has been alarmist.
Well, the doctor is in, and today some disturbing new details about the Zika virus.
Tonight, new fears of a possible link to miscarriage.
The mysterious disease causing international anxiety.
But most Californians can take a deep breath.
I think the headline could be, here in California, we're privileged that we do not have the conditions for transmission of Zika.
That's UC San Francisco epidemiologist Jaime Sepulveda speaking at a recent symposium. Before we elaborate on why he says you don't need to worry about the disease, let's review a few basics. Until now, Zika was considered to be a tropical disease causing flu-like symptoms. But then this fall, an unusual number of babies in Brazil and other countries were suddenly born with a rare neurological condition.
Needless to say, pregnant women across the world are terrified of this disease.
Kirsten Salmin is a perinatologist at UCSF Medical Center. She's talking about the possible link between Zika and microcephaly, a condition where an infant's head is abnormally small. Salmin says the Zika virus is a nightmare for a new mom because 80% of people who get Zika don't have any symptoms.
And if there is an impact on her fetus, it might not be diagnosed until the late third trimester.
Public health officials are warning pregnant women to avoid traveling to more than 36 countries. And if they do visit, the protocol is to lather on bug spray and wear long sleeves. The disease is primarily spread by mosquito bites, although it can be transmitted by a blood transfusion or a man can pass it along during sex. In a lab in San Mateo County, the Mosquito Vector Control District is studying the 2 species of mosquitoes that carry Zika virus. Spokeswoman Megan Caldwell points to one of the bugs under a microscope.
You can see really clearly on this specimen right here, the white stripe down the thorax.
The non-native bugs not only look different from local mosquitoes, they also act differently. They bite people during the day, they thrive in tropical weather, and they will stay within about a quarter mile of where they're born.
So they really need to be spread by human activity.
Experts think the mosquitoes hitched a ride to California on a shipping container from Asia in 2011. Since then, the bugs have spread mostly in Southern California, but there are isolated pockets in the Bay Area.
To date, it's only been found in San Mateo County in just a small area of Menlo Park and Atherton.
But Caldwell emphasizes that eradication efforts are working. They haven't seen a Zika mosquito for nearly a year in the county.
We're looking for anything that can hold water the size of a bottle cap.
Brian Weber is hunting for mosquitoes during one of the Vector Control District's home inspections.
The first thing I would notice is that we have a fish pond on the property.
Weber dips a net in the water to check for bugs. It comes up empty. He also checks buckets and the screen on a rain barrel. Ecologist Tina Sabe rigs a few traps.
So this is designed to attract a female that wants to lay eggs.
It's just a wooden tongue depressor wrapped in a coffee filter and placed in a cup filled with water. Sabe hides the trap out of sight underneath a blooming rose bush.
This would be a perfect placement. Just right underneath, tucked underneath. And that one's good to go. We check that once a week.
California winters would ordinarily kill off the non-native bugs, but the last few years have been unusually warm. Health officials caution hotter weather will bring more mosquito-borne diseases to California, but scientists say many factors are at play.
I think globalization and the movement of people and the movement of cargo is probably more of the story. So any effects of climate change are going to be very difficult to tease out.
That's Chris Barker, an entomologist at UC Davis. He says even if this summer is unusually hot, he doesn't predict a large mosquito-triggered outbreak in California because most people have either window screens or air conditioning. Plus, he says the state's pest control is one of the best in the country. I'm Leslie McClurg, KQED News.
Support of KQED Science is provided by the David B. Gold Foundation, the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabzanel Foundation.